الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومطاعنا وسندنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, nourisher and cherisher. Salat and salam, peace and salutations upon Nabi Pak Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the choicest of all Allah's creation. We have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the countless bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we enjoy. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا If you try and count or enumerate the bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not encompass it. You will not be able to do it. We have performed our Asr Salah with Jama'ah. This is a great bounty and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Asr Salah is a special Salah from amongst the five daily Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, حَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى That protect your Salah, take care of your Salah, and especially the middle Salah. And especially take care of the middle Salah. Mufassirin explain that one of the meanings of the middle salah refers to the Asr salah. Like that, we enjoy many other bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Allah says that if you will be grateful to me for my favors, then definitely I will increase you in your favors. Whatever ni'mat, whatever bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we enjoy, each and every one of us want these bounties to remain with us, and we want these bounties to increase. Whether it's worldly bounties, whether it is dini bounties, whatever favors of Allah we enjoy, we want them to remain with us, and we want them to increase also. Allah has given us the recipe, the method. Allah says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ If you will be grateful to me for my favors, then I will definitely increase you in your favors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this great wealth of iman. This is the greatest bounty that anyone can enjoy. Every other bounty that a person has will come to an end. But this bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this iman, it will be a means of taking us through the next life, the next phase of the life, that is the qabr, and passing on to the life, the everlasting life, that is the life of the akhirat, and success forever and forever. That person who is deprived of iman, that person who doesn't have this iman, then forever and forever he will be unsuccessful. Even though he may have all the favors, all the bounties of this world, all the luxuries and comforts of this world, but the moment his eyes close, the moment maut comes to him, then forever and forever he is unsuccessful, he is a failure, and only pain, torture, discomfort for him thereon. This iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارُ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوْ افْتَدَى بِهِ That verily those who disbelieve and they die in this condition that they are kuffar, they die in this condition of disbelief. They have not taken Allah as their creator. They have not regarded Allah as their sustainer and nourisher. They have not praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not want to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then on the day of Qiyamah, when it will be decided that those who had had iman success forever and forever. And those who do not have iman, failure forever and forever. When that decision will be made, then those who had disbelieved, they will want to ransom themselves. They will want to save themselves from the fire of Jahannam. They will try to present different things in front of Allah. Allah says that even if they had to present the entire world full of gold, today we see the price of gold is always on the increase. A person says, if you want to invest, invest in gold. Allah is saying, if you bring the entire world full of gold and present it before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will say, I asked you for something much more easier in this world. I asked you to bring iman, but you refused. Today, this will not be accepted in the court of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, different places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains His greatness. Allah expresses His bounties and favors on man, so that man can reflect over these and realize who is Allah, accept the greatness of Allah, submit before Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one place in the Quran, Allah mentions, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, verily in the creation of the skies and the earth, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, and the changing of the day and night, are definitely signs for those who have intelligence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us things that we can relate with, things that is not very sophisticated, things that we see on a daily basis. If only a person takes time to reflect and ponder over them, he will understand the greatness of Allah. Allah says, in the creation of the skies and the earth, in different places in the Quran, Allah speaks about the skies. In Surah Tabarak, Surah Al-Mulk, الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah created the skies in layers. In another place Allah says, Allah created the skies without any pillars, any structure that has to be put up. There has to be some system, some walls, some pillars, some support. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the skies that cover the entire earth, and different levels also, different layers. But there's no pillars holding up the sky. It is only the qudrat, the bounty of, the qudrat, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there's no crack, there's no holes. We witness so much of rain. Sometimes there's a flash storm. Then all of a sudden we see in a new house also, in a new building, in certain places water is leaking. We didn't know anything. We didn't know there was any hole. The waterproofing was just done. But when that storm comes, that flash storm comes, then already there is some leaks. Water is coming down. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the sky. So huge. So many years it's there. Thousands of years. Without any maintenance work. Without any repair work. Without any waterproofing. But still, no damage. No problem. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, reflect. The creation of the skies and the earth has been made in such a system. The earth has been spread out, a means of livelihood, a means of food for human beings and animals. Crops grow on them. Trees grow, means of oxygen for us. Animals benefit, human beings benefit. Shade, when we need the shade from the trees, all from the ground. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, and the changing of the day and night. If a person looks at the changing of the day and night, it is not all of a sudden. When a person is in a dark room, then all of a sudden somebody switches on the light. Then he, for a moment, he is blinded, or his eyes start paining from sudden dark, from darkness to sudden brightness. Or if it was bright, and all of a sudden, all the light goes off. A person can't see anything at all. A person is uncomfortable. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such, in the changing of the day and night, it comes gradually. A person, if he doesn't really look at it, he He won't notice it also. One minute is darkness, then all of a sudden sunrise comes in. Slowly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about the sunrise. So a person gets used to it, he's accustomed to it, he's not uncomfortable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ. Before that Allah says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to make it 24 hours night, if Allah wanted to make it continuously night, then who is that zat, that being, will be able to bring about the day so that you can see, so that you can go out and earn your livelihood, so you can carry on with your daily activities. If Allah wants to keep it night, there is no zat, there is no being that make it day. And on the other hand, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to remain 24 hours continuously night, if Allah wanted to keep it continuously day, then who is that zat, that being, who will be able to bring the night so that you can take rest? Person, when that night comes, then automatically his body wants to rest. It's comfortable. Now if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to remain sunlight, daylight, bright, then who is that zat, who is that being who will be able to change it? Nobody can do it. So these things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. There are definitely signs in it for those who have intelligence. Otherwise, a person will just take it to be happenings, natural happenings. He will not ponder, he will not reflect, he will not realize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا. Allah there goes on to say, who are the intelligent ones? The intelligent one, not necessarily a person who has the PhD degree, or this degree, or this qualification. A person can have all these qualifications, all these degrees, but if he doesn't have this nur of iman, then he will still be a kafir. He will still disbelieve in Allah. He will not understand the greatness of Allah. He will not ponder over these things. It will not take him towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, who are the intelligent ones? Allah explains to us, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا. Those who remember Allah while they are standing, sitting, وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ, and even on their sides while they are lying down, they are relaxing. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and they ponder and they reflect over the creation of the skies and the earth. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. After reflecting, after pondering over these things, Allah says, they proclaim, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا, that, oh our Lord, you have not created this in futile. This is not just happening. It's just not created for the sake of creation. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That Allah is that zat, that being, who has created life and death. Allah has created the system with a reason. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So that Allah will test you, which of you is best in action. Allah wants to see that who will produce the best action, and to show us which type of actions are like to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and which are the best actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the best of examples. One is the Quran, our way of life, our constitution. But together with that, practically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show us how to lead our life, how to lead our life on a daily basis from morning to evening. The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Definitely for you, in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is an excellent example. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah wants to see which of you are best in action. And Allah says, whose life is the best, whose way of life is the best, is the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person should understand the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read about the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring about the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his life. Every day, a person should learn a new sunnah and see that, how can I implement it in my life? We all want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all want to love Allah and we want Allah to love us. Allah says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah says, Allah mentions to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to tell them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will love you, Allah will make you His beloved. And to top it up, Allah says, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Allah will forgive you your sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is the most forgiving, Allah is the most merciful. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showed us how they followed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they understood their success is in following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then they led their life, every aspect of their life, according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah declared His happiness, Allah declared His pleasure on this. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah was happy with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and they were happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they had followed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they had gained acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, whether it was in their ibadat, in their worship, or even if it was in those things that we regard to as mundane activities, things that do not affect our deen, so to say, but in every aspect, they followed the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They merely saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing something, then immediately they wanted to follow. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhum is traveling, and he sees it comes to a certain place, and he bends down, and he continues thereafter. So those who are traveling with him ask him, we see something strange from you. You are traveling, all of a sudden you bend down, and then you continue. Normally when there is some obstacle or something, then you bend down, try to avoid it. He says, we were traveling with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a tree over here. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bent down and went under it. Now there's no tree there, but because my Nabi went under it, so he also went down and thereafter continued. Every aspect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life they wanted to follow. So we should try and follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be entrenched in our hearts, then to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become easy. And then the worry and concern, the fikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how each and every ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be saved from the fire of Jahannam and be made to enter into Jannah. This was the worry and concern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how 100% deen can come alive in 100% of the ummat, 100% of the followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiallahu anhum understood this. They took this message, this responsibility of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they spread out throughout the world. Because of that, today we are the reciters of the kalima. Today we are sitting in the masjid. Today we are taking the name of Allah. We are discussing the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have understood the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is all because of the efforts and the sacrifices of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. This time after Asr is a very, very mubarak time. To come, the Hadith Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a little while between Asr and Maghrib, and in the morning between Fajr and Ishraq, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will take care of him in the in-between times. This is a very mubarak time. The mashayikh, they advise their followers, their murids also, to complete the zikrs in this mubarak time. So we also should try and spend this time at least 100 times third kalima, 100 times durood sharif, 100 times istighfar. Today being the day of Jumu'ah, we should increase our recitation on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man salla alayya wahidan, sallallahu alayhi ashran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that person who sends one durood upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 blessings upon him. In another riwayat, Allah forgives 10 of his sins. Allah elevates his stages by 10. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that when a person recites durood upon me, especially on the day of Friday, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints a farishta, an angel, to bring his salam and convey his salam towards me, to me immediately. And it is mentioned that so and so, the son of so and so, has sent salam upon you, has recited durood upon you, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies to that durood. So together with our daily azkar, let us increase the recitation of durood sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Inshallah, our weekly istima has started. The next program will be after Maghrib. Thereafter, after Isha, Hayatul Sahaba will take place. In the morning, after Fajr, program will take place. Let us see how we can take part in all the programs. Jazakallah.